important to make sure that people with intellectual disabilities are receiving the same care that you or I would.
Find information for the Plunge, Winter Games, and more at SpecialOlympicsWisconsin.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Emergency medical unit, respond to 102 Maple Avenue, possible stroke victim.
When stroke occurs, you have 60 minutes to win or lose the race of your life. There are new treatments, but you must get to a hospital fast. If you suddenly feel weakness on one side, have trouble speaking, walking, or seeing, it could be a stroke. Call 911. Get to a hospital. Because how you spend the next 60 minutes could determine how you spend the rest of your life. Stroke. Know the signs. Act in time. A message from the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Badger Basketball has been brought to you by your Wisconsin Ford dealers, inviting you to visit your local Ford store or buyfordnow.com. Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. And by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Visit uwsportsmedicine.org. Welcome to the Badger Post Game Show.
Toward the close of the game, Wisconsin had not swept the regular season series against Michigan State in 20 years. Well, they swept them this season, winning in East Lansing in December and winning by 15 points tonight, 81-66. I've got to be honest, I didn't see a 15-point game coming tonight.
No, I did not. I thought this was going to be a 3 or 4 point type game. But you know what? What allowed Wisconsin to do that? A, they got great shots, but they didn't settle. They weren't settling for cheap tricks all night. A lot of inside points, close to 50% of their production from the paint, but they didn't let the Michigan State get downhill. There wasn't a lot of exercise towards the basket, and that's what got them beat in a lot of these games.
Yeah, they were just flat nasty tonight. Ooh. Wisconsin, both ends of the floor, getting it inside, shooting at a high clip, getting 9 threes to go down, including 3 for A.J. Storey, and the defensive effort about as good as we've seen all year against a team that came in feeling pretty good about things. You know, they had won 3 in a row. The Spartans, 8 out of 10. But the Badgers, they're showing people that they're real.
They are real. And I do love the adjustment. When they come off of a loss, they have something to learn. It is unbelievable to see the adjustment every time. There's never a lag in that learning, and that has to make Coach Gard and the coaching staff really impressed.
All right, Badgers a winner tonight, 81-66, the biggest margin of victory for Wisconsin against the Spartans since 2011. Dominant performance by the home team tonight, 81-66, the Badgers over the Spartans. More of our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame shows coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
You're at the game with your girl, and you're going to pop the question. So you take a big swig of overpriced liquid courage. You pull the ring out of your pocket, get down on one knee, and then she says,
I need to go to the bathroom.
And you realize the whole stadium is watching.
Proposing on a Jumbotron? Big gamble.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, better odds. Where your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts,
the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
How do you master the game of basketball? With ingenuity. By creating new opportunities to turn post-ups into layups, spin moves into easy steals, press breaks into fast breaks. At UW Health, we use the same ingenuity to treat injuries. We built a team of the greatest minds in sports medicine constantly innovating for the future of sports treatment. As the Badgers' official team doctors, we're dedicated to delivering advanced care every day so any athlete can stay on their A game. UW Health. Remarkable.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
At Shields, we know the basketball season is a full-court press from tip-off to final buzzer. Each game presents an opportunity to see your Badgers take the court and compete for the win. So be there for every second to show your support head-to-toe in Wisconsin red and white. Shields has partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to provide your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to start every game with a slam dunk. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and basketball fans everywhere.
Our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues as the Badgers defeat Michigan State tonight 81-66. A.J. Storr with 28 points, one shy of his career high at 29 back in December against Chicago State. Steven Kraut tonight, you mentioned it, Charlie, 15 points, 7 rebounds, 3 assists, no turnovers, a block. He was awfully good. And Tyler Wall, his 100th win, by the way, for Tyler Wall as a Wisconsin Badger. Here's another deal where the stat line doesn't really tell you a ton. 6 points, he had 6 rebounds in this game, had a steal, and his defense was just mean.
It was just mean. You said it at the end, nasty. Like, yeah. Nasty is the only word for that, and he was so aggressive. I felt like he was everywhere, and that's probably what Michigan State felt like. They're like, did we clone Tyler Wall out there tonight? Because he was everywhere.
Yeah, he was. Connor Esiejun off the bench. He had 8 points for Wisconsin. Max Klesman also with 6 points, joining Wall at a half dozen. John Blackwell with 5 of 4 for Chucky Hepburn. That tells you nothing. What he did tonight, we'll get into that more a little bit later. He was terrific, is what we're trying to say. Carter Gilmore with 3 points, 2 assists for Gilly in this game. Michigan State led by A.J. Hogard. He had 19. Malik Hall with 13. Tyson Walker, who averages nearly 20 a game, was held to 11. 4 of 14 shooting for Walker. Jaden Akins ends up with 10. 6 for Jackson Kohler. 5 for Xavier Booker. And 2.7 rebounds for Marty Sissoko as the Badgers win it 81-66. More to come. We'll check out what's ahead. It would be the Nissan Out-of-Town Scoreboard. This is a standalone game in the top 25. We'll have more in 1 minute. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Safe travels. Take.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything. Helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people. A neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When was the last time you reached out for help?
Perhaps it's time to do for yourself what you would do for others.
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Partners.
I don't blame you.
Yeah.
Postgame show continues. We were just joking with the TV crew, Brandon Gauden and LaFonso Ellis, as they were wolfing down the cheese curds. Didn't pass it along to us, but that's okay. That's all right.
That's all right.
Badgers a winner over Michigan State tonight, 81-66. I was showing you this, you know, during the game about, you know, LaFonso Ellis being here tonight. Great guy, by the way. But in a recent game on FS1, they were flashing up the top five picks in the 1992 NBA draft. LaFonso Ellis was the fifth overall pick. How about one through four? Shaq, Alonzo Mourning, Christian Laettner, and Jim Jackson in LaFonso Ellis. College basketball was kind of good then.
It was okay.
It was really good. But anyway, we get diverted here. Wisconsin a winner tonight, 81-66. No out-of-town scoreboard. This is a standalone game, not just in the Big Ten, but in the top 25. So a really good showcase for this Wisconsin program here tonight, Charlie. I mean, there's, you know, people wondering, how good are they really? Well, I think we found out, you know, their good is really, really good.
Yeah, and it's starting to level up. We were talking about that during the game, that like every time they have something they don't do well, they adjust rapidly, which is so much maturity and also the ability to hear what you did wrong. Mm-hmm. That's not easy to hear. But these guys are not only just adjusting in little ways. That defense was suffocating, and that was not just a message, that was a thunder of a message to everybody in the United States that Wisconsin's real, Wisconsin's getting up there, and do not test them because they're on all levels.
Yeah, long way to go, as we know, but man, you're sitting here 8-1 at Wisconsin, 16-4 overall, and yeah, I think they served a little notice to those who have been a little skeptical of this team. Its best is really good. Coming up tomorrow in the Big Ten, big day on the schedule. Nebraska will be at Maryland. Nebraska will be the next opponent for Wisconsin. The Huskers have been great at home, been the opposite on the road. They'll take on the Terps, 11 a.m. Central Time. Indiana is at Illinois. Iowa is at Michigan. Minnesota at Penn State. Northwestern on the home court against Ohio State. And then on Sunday, you've got Purdue at Rutgers. Purdue will be the next home opponent for the Badgers a week from Sunday. So they got Purdue twice. Yep. So business picks up, but they took care of their business here in the month of January.
They really did, and it's a great way to gain momentum to get into, I think, one of the toughest months, which is February. Mm-hmm. It's shortest, but it's the toughest because you're now into full school travel, all the things that are going to come along with this, and this takes a mentality of a team that you really just got to bear down and have a lot of grit.
All right. Next up, we mentioned the Huskers on Thursday night, and that will tip at 7:30 Central Time down in Lincoln. 81-66, Wisconsin defeats Michigan State. More to come as we continue with our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Revitalize your ride with reliable, top-quality BBV Genco starters and alternators at your locally owned bumper-to-bumper auto parts store. BBV Genco starters and alternators are the mechanic's choice because they're so easy to install and consistently meet or beat OEM specs for fit and function. Drive with confidence and find all the parts you need and a knowledgeable staff to assist you at your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper auto parts store, where service is the difference. We get it. And thanks for shopping locally.
Monday, you're already late for work. You scramble, putting on pants while brushing your teeth in the dark. And you're starving. Starving. But the only thing in the fridge? Friday night's leftovers. Oof. A three-day-old curry beef burrito for breakfast? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells? Better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools.
At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Sean Cleary here. I have been told we need to include a younger demo in our commercials. So like your local sports teams, I thought I would bring a DJ to stay.
Zimmerville in the house, or shed.
Whoa. Maybe we need to work on that. He is right, though. Check us out at clearybuilding.com for the building of your dreams. Sean Cleary out.
Rolling on with our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show as the Badgers defeat Michigan State tonight, 81-66. Lots to choose from for our call of the game. We'll go to one of the last shots of the game, and then we'll backtrack because of what he brought to the party. Here is our call of the game. Shot clock at 8. Hepburn, left side, throwing to Crowell. Back to Chucky. Left corner, 3. Good night! Hepburn with a 3 from the corner. 15-point lead, Wisconsin. And Greg Gard using a timeout. He's going to get some subs on the floor. That was the one field goal for Hepburn tonight. He scored 4 points. And as we've said multiple times, I really didn't tell you anything about what he did. He had 2 assists, 1 turnover, 3 steals. Another guy who was just mean defensively tonight.
Man, he just took anybody he had to match up. It didn't matter if it was Walker, if it was Aiken. It didn't matter. They couldn't get their normal shots. And you saw by the end, Walker was flipping stuff up, falling away, because that was all that was left.
Yeah, 14 shots to get his 11 points. 4 for 14 was Tyson Walker tonight. Michigan State is it's a productive offense. Their number is very similar to Wisconsin. Yeah. But tonight held to 66 points and just 42% shooting, 25 of 60. They were 6 of 4 from the arc, so they were making some threes, 10 of 12 from the free throw line. Wisconsin tonight ends up 51% from the field, ended up about 47% in the second half after a blistering first half. 9 of 25 from downtown, 14 of 19 for the foul line. How about this? Charlie, you were pointing this out during the game, what Wisconsin was doing on the glass, plus 10 for Wisconsin on the glass. And again, second chance points, that was a big factor for Wisconsin in the game, in game one, 19-8. Tonight it was 17-9, favored the Badgers.
Yeah, and that... Not a lot of teams do that against a Michigan State. Mm-hmm. And Wisconsin, again, it goes back to what we said earlier. Just every part of this was nasty. If they play with this kind of energy, I think you get a taste of something like this. Like, look how capable we are of doing these things to teams like that. That's going to spur that energy and that excitement for the next game.
Yeah, you're
just
right.
Just build that rhythm.
Yeah, you always figure that the old line, you hear it in football a lot, pack your defense when you go on the road. If this team can defend at or near this level, it gives itself that much better a chance, home or road, no matter who they're playing.
Well, it proves what you learned on the road, you can do it again. So do it again, right? Like, mm-hmm. Just repeat that same system. So I think they're going to go into Nebraska with a lot of confidence.
Yeah, it's going to be a big game. Wisconsin took care of business against the Huskers in game one. But as we have said multiple times, Nebraska on the home floor, well, it hasn't lost in Big Ten play on the home floor, sitting at 5-0 and 13-1 in Lincoln overall. We'll take one more break, and then we'll hear from Badgers head coach Greg Gard. Back in a moment. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
The morning show on WFHR, it's different.
That's when all of a sudden, if you notice every other Batman costume, the cowl is not attached to the suit anymore.
Right.
And Batman can actually do this amazing thing where he turns his head. The Joker's masterful plan of going to the left. Serpentine. Serpentine.
Serpentine.
Quick Penguin. Serpentine.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 a.m. only on locally grown radio.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go. I didn't think I'd survive. But I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there.
Covenant House helped me break the cycle of homelessness in my family. They gave me the love that I needed.
Over 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed tonight. When youth who are experiencing homelessness have a hot meal, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love, they can overcome heartbreaking challenges and have a brighter future.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding. I'm a speaker, I'm an author. Covenant House really helped me and really helped mold me into the woman I am today.
If you or someone you love is asking for help, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
Haven't been checking out Director's Cut lately? Well, here's some of the guests you may have missed.
Local legend from Four on the Floor, musical magician, one of my favorites, Pete Ravel. Michael Charles, Chicago Blues Hall of Fame, a man who has played with Buddy Guy.
Bria Krieger joining us, a local artist.
To welcome to the WFHR stage, the legends, the lizards themselves.
Best-selling author, Mystery Science Theater 3000 legend, Midwest's own Mary Jo Peel.
Director's Cut, every Sunday night from 8 to 9 on locally grown radio.
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes. Wishes for your future. In a world that's changing fast. For all of the things you may one day do. Do play and laugh. Do win and lose. Do learn from your mistakes. And challenge yourself to grow. Do not be afraid. Or make decisions based in fear. Do it all with confidence and with kindness and strength. Do call your mom and ask her for advice. And always do your best to remember that no matter what you do in this life,
thank you.
What matters to me is that you keep doing. I love you always, Mom. Inspire kids to do at 4-H.org.
Not all people are the same. And yet, when we visit the doctor, our treatments don't look that different. Why is that? Because we just don't have enough information to do it better. By gathering health data from 1 million people, our country's best researchers will be able to develop treatments that are as unique and complex as we are. With this new information, doctors will have a better understanding of disease so they can innovate the next great breakthroughs in medicine. Learn more at joinallofus.org.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Kripes cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Mike and Pat, the hosts of the Crash Dummies podcast.
I was born in Nigeria, actually.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was in Nigerian boarding school for like 3 years. It's like a prison sentence. We were trying to prison break our way out of there because they took our passports. So I was trying to like have people send me money so I can find a new passport.
Wait. You were in Nigeria trying to have people send you money?
Yeah, trying to escape.
Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Kripes cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Can I touch this? Where does sand come from? Is this tree good for climbing? What happens if I mix these two things together? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Storing your guns securely is the best way to prevent family fire, including unintentional shootings. For more information on safe gun storage and ways to keep your family safe, visit endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org.
What do we keep in the attic? What's this thing called? Can I ride my bike backwards?
Like I said, kids are curious. It's up to us to keep them safe. Brought to you by End Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Sports allow us to play, learn, and grow. But there's something more important than victory. At the U.S. Center for Safe Sport, we believe every athlete deserves to be safe. Safe from abuse and misconduct on and off the field. We equip athletes, parents, coaches, and others with the right education to recognize, prevent, and respond to harmful behavior. Join the movement to champion respect and end abuse at uscenterforsafesport.org.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Your soulmate is somebody who, when you get out of the McDonald's drive-thru, she'll do a picklectomy and take the pickles out of my cheeseburger and put extra pickles on hers.
I'm flummoxed, I'm flabbergasted, I'm quacking upset right now.
You're going to defend pickles?
Aside from bread and butter pickles, those things are the devil.
Oh, see, now if I were going to try any of them, it would be...
Pat! Come on!
And this is why Greg and I are not married.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Data shows that after a child turns 9 in foster care, they are much less likely to be adopted. But the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption believes every child is adoptable.
Families, if you're able to let your hair down a little bit, there's a lot to learn from teenagers.
The clock is ticking for teens at risk of aging out of foster care. Learn how you can help at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Hey, it's Matt LePay. You're listening to Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball on WFHR, locally grown radio, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM, a Civic Media station. Download our free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Listen to Wisconsin Athletics all season long on your local Civic Media radio station.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live.
She's great in it, but it's a very showy, over-the-top performance. You know, she does these crazy things with her body. She's sort of like, without getting too much into, basically playing like a Frankenstein monster, sort of. And so it's totally wild and different. Whereas Lily Gladstone, you know, she just does so much just by sitting there. And it tends to be that the Oscars will, you know, I heard somebody say that the award should be for most acting, not best acting. And
that's interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think I'm rooting for Lily, but I have a feeling Emma Stone might win that one.
Yeah, that's tough because I mean, just because she's the first Native American, I'm kind of pulling for her, although I have not seen Emma Stone. So it is, unfortunately, has nothing to do with ethnicity or history. But so, Rob, you have, I am most looking forward to your review of a movie that is coming out soon. Say it along with me, Roadhouse. What do you think?
I think they released the trailer this week and let's be honest, it looks pretty great. I mean,
it does.
Jake Gyllenhaal, I believe, is in the Patrick Swayze role playing. And, is Conor McGregor, the MMA fighter, the bad?
Yeah, that kind of, that bothers
me. I don't know. The thing is, I don't think it's going to be released in theaters. I think it's going to be on Amazon Prime. And it's like, that is such a missed opportunity. What a great popcorn movie.
Totally.
Go watch Roadhouse.
Yeah. Absolutely. That movie is made for theaters. Absolutely. Hey, Rob, can you hang for just a few more minutes?
Absolutely.
All right. Fantastic. We got more with Rob Thomas coming up next on Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News special report. The defamation case against Donald Trump is over. For now, CBS's Bradley Blackburn.
A New York jury took just a short time reaching its decision in the civil defamation case against former President Donald Trump, brought by writer E. Jean Carroll. The nine-person jury awarded Carroll $83.3 million in damages.
And we just said over for now because Trump quickly announced that he'll appeal the verdict. And then there's the campaign, correspondent Scott McFarlane.
The very moment this verdict was announced, Donald Trump's campaign team sent out a press release criticizing Nikki Haley about her border policy.
The University of Virginia's Larry Sabato.
We all know that the reaction among his Trump base will be to rally round him and be even more supportive and to call this suppression, voter suppression, an attempt to move his followers elsewhere.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Peter King.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen in Milwaukee Friday to talk about the economy, which is defying expectations. New data from the Commerce Department shows GDP shot up 3.3% from October to December.
We have an economy that has been growing at a good, healthy pace. I see no reason why that can't continue. I think 2024 is going to be a very good economic year.
Yellen speaking with ABC News. The State Department of Natural Resources is warning people to be safe on the ice as warm temperatures and rain weaken the ice. While Wisconsin saw bitter cold quickly freeze lakes earlier this month, temperatures around the state have been above freezing all last week. The DNR says to wear proper clothing like a life jacket and carry a stick or rod with you to check the ice before you step foot on it. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Meet Ingrid, fiery spirit, caring grandma, proud trucker.
I've logged more than 4 million miles in my truck. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. I was driving outside of Ohio when a gentleman stopped suddenly in front of me. But it takes my 80,000-pound truck 200 yards to stop. I'd given myself extra room, but it's not a chance worth taking.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Dense fog advisory tonight. Drizzle, light rain, and cloudy with foggy areas tonight and a low in the low 30s. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a high in the upper 30s. And more clouds around on Sunday, some foggy areas and mid-30s. Sunshine Monday, high approaching 40. Right now it's 33.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 22 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. MatchingDonors.com.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Welcome back. Tonight's question, what is your favorite winter movie? Rob Thomas, who is with us now, says Fargo. I say Groundhog Day. And this would not be an episode of Nightlight if Conrad's mom hadn't weighed in. Would you have known this, Conrad?
I looked at it already, and I didn't think that was her favorite winter movie.
From the 920, Paula, her favorite winter movie is The Chronicles of Narnia. Chronicles of Narnia. That's a good one.
That's a great movie.
Yeah, totally. Have you seen that, Rob?
I haven't seen that one. I read the book a long time ago. I forgot that was set in the winter. But yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
So
we were talking about Roadhouse. Does it bother you at all, Rob, that with the remake, they've obviously made some deal with the UFC because Jake Gyllenhaal plays an ex-UFC fighter. Like, they could have just made him an MMA fighter. Maybe the UFC helped finance it. I don't know what the deal is, but that just doesn't sit well with me for some reason.
You think that violates the sanctity of Roadhouse?
Well done. Yeah, it's... You know what's funny is, like, I've learned that when I bring that movie up, the Pat Swayze classic, it's just campy. It's like you can't take it seriously, but some people do. Oh, that was a great movie. It's like, no, it was fun. It was entertaining, but you can't put it up there as a great movie. I feel like it's more campy now because Conor McGregor, I think, is just kind of a clown sometimes, like a great fighter.
Sure.
But, yeah, I don't know. That part of it just – and honestly, casting Conor McGregor – who's going to have a showdown with Jake Gyllenhaal in the movie. Is anyone buying that Gyllenhaal's going to come out on top?
I don't know. He did a movie called Southpaw. Do you remember that movie a few years ago where Jake Gyllenhaal played a boxer? He got jacked for that movie. Like, it was shocking.
Right.
Not a great boxing movie, but he got absolutely, yeah.
He's jacked for this, but yeah, that doesn't always mean, I mean.
No.
I remember looking at a Time magazine cover when Jerry Cooney and Sylvester Stallone were on the cover, and Stallone looked like more of a boxer, and he was cut and everything. And Cooney looked like he was serving donuts somewhere, but you know who's going to win that. You know what
right,
I mean?
Like, right.
Conor McGregor. So anyway.
I have high hopes. I mean, you know.
Are you going to review that one?
I might, actually. Okay. Yeah. If I get a chance. I'm, you know. There's something gloriously cheesy about the original right. that you just can't replicate in 2024. I think, you know,
I agree. It's like Patrick Swayze's line. I think he said when she's stitching him up, the cute doctor who's there in the middle of the night in a small town hospital, he says, is it pain don't hurt or something like that? Or some
right,
classic,
right.
classic Swayze. Hey, also, Rob, I wanted to talk to you a little bit. We played some clips from The Sting earlier because it's Paul Newman's birthday today. Do you have a favorite Paul Newman film?
I saw there was a conversation on social media. What was your first Paul Newman movie? I got to go back to, I remember watching The Sting as a kid, like, and also Butch and Sundance. Like, those two movies with him and Robert Redford, I think, are just incredibly rewatchable classics. I think The Sting is not as well known maybe as Bush and Sundance is today. Great con movie, you know, super entertaining. And then, I mean, more recently, I was a huge fan of Road to Perdition with Tom Hanks.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah.
Great gangster movie, and Paul Newman plays the crime boss, and a young Daniel Craig is sort of his slimy son, and Jude Law's in it. He plays this sort of skeevy talk. Just a great movie. That's definitely one I want to revisit.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah,
that's great. Yeah, one of our texters earlier said Paul Newman had swagger, and I could not have agreed more. But it was like he didn't even try. Like, one of those guys
right.
that just, and this from text from the 608, Rico says, Cool Hand Luke. And we talked about that earlier too. He just says, I bet I can eat 50 eggs. And he just had like a way of talking, and he's just so great.
I don't even remember seeing him like dressed up. Like, every picture of him, he's like in a white t-shirt and, you know, or the prison garb. It looks great every time.
Absolutely. Yeah. And although in The Sting, he's dressed up and he cleans up well, too.
That's true. Right.
Looked pretty good in the suit.
Yeah.
Okay. So What else did I want to? Oh, how about Oppenheimer too? Let's go back to the Oscars because I want to get your opinion on just maybe a quick fun Rob Thomas pick, and I can do one too, and maybe we can chat about those after the Oscars. But
sure.
What Oppenheimer 13? Are you surprised? I mean, I liked Oppenheimer a lot, but I think 14 is the record, like Titanic and All About Eve. 13 Oscar nominations. That's crazy.
I mean, I'm kind of not surprised because it's one of those movies where, like, the technical achievements, you know,
yeah, right.
Your sound mixing, your sound editing, your visual effects is incredible. But then so are all, like, the performances. Like, I think you and I talked, like every 3 minutes there would be, like, a new actor walking on screen. It's like, oh, my God, it's that guy. And he's great, you know. I'm not – yeah, I mean, that's the one I'm probably – I am picking for Best Picture. I think because it is such a juggernaut. You know, I don't know how it will do in the acting categories, but I definitely think it's going to take a lot of those technical ones and then Best Picture and Best Director.
That would be really weird if almost more strange if Barbie won Best Picture over Oppenheimer somehow, because I think everybody is thinking that Oppenheimer is kind of the odds-on favorite, but...
They do sometimes split. I've noticed split between Best Picture and Best Director. So
yeah,
I mean, who knows? More that would be wild.
You'd think. Yeah. Okay. So let's go through these categories, if you don't mind. We'll do a
sure.
So Best Picture, you think Oppenheimer?
Yeah. Put me down.
All right. I kind of want to do something different, just because. You know what? Here's what I'm going to do, Rob. I'm going to say Anatomy of a Fall. Because that seems like a critic star. And I think the last time you were on, I had just seen it and I liked it enough, but not, I don't get the crazy hype around it. So
yeah,
that could be like a concession prize between sort of, we're not going to go Barbie or Oppenheimer. So I'll just say Anatomy of a Fall to be different, I guess.
Okay. I'll take it. Yeah. I mean, there's that, they talk about, like, you know, votes get split and like a third movie sneaks in. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Totally. Okay. Best actress, Emma Stone, Lily Gladstone, Annette Bening, Carrie Mulligan, and Sandra Huller.
Oh, Carrie Mulligan was really good too. In Maestro. She was the best thing in Maestro. I think I'm still going to go. Are we doing want to win or would win? We think we'll win.
Let's do, we think we'll win.
Probably. I'm going to say Emma Stone, even though I wish I want Lily Gladstone to win. I mean, Stone versus Stone.
Yeah, right. I'm going to say, I'll say Lily.
Okay.
So best actor, Paul Giamatti, Brad Cooper, Coleman Domingo, Cillian Murphy, or Jeffrey Wright? Cillian?
I think it's a hard K.
I think it is Cillian. Too, but I've heard people
recently. Oh, I don't know. Now I don't know. Now that I'm saying that, now it sounds like I've heard. Yeah, I think it's a hard K.
Let's just say Murphy.
But if he calls in, I'll correct myself.
I dare him to call in.
Yeah. I would have said Cillian Murphy for playing Oppenheimer for most of the year. I kind of now think it's Paul Giamatti. I think because he's just been so good for so long. And that's a movie that, I mean, that's a role that's just perfect for him. And that movie, I think, like, that's the movie I would recommend to anybody, you know, of all the 10 Best Picture nominations. Yeah. Like, it's just such a good, enjoyable movie.
I have to see that. I have not seen The Holdovers. I'm waiting because it's like everyone says it's a great family movie, but I can't align everybody to watch it, so I'm just gonna have to fight.
It's on one of the streamers. It's like on, I mean, like, yeah, Peacock or Paramount. One of the ones you probably don't have, like Peacock or Paramount Plus, but it's out there somewhere.
Yeah. Best director, I got Anatomy of a Fall, Killers of the Flower Moon, Poor Things, Oppenheimer, and Zone of Interest. And some of the directors, I don't know how to pronounce their names, so I'm not even gonna try.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's not good to bet against Scorsese because people do wonder, you know, I mean,
this could be his last.
He's got to...
Yeah.
He already says he's working on another one about Jesus Christ. He's got the next one lined up.
Yeah. I meant last Oscar. Oh, that's true. If he's doing a movie about Jesus, that might be nominated.
Yeah.
As well.
Right. I think I got to go Christopher Nolan for Oppenheimer.
I'm going to do it too. Yeah. All right. Best supporting actor, Mark Ruffalo, Robert De Niro, Robert Downey Jr., Sterling K. Brown, or Ryan Gosling?
I gotta go Robert Downey Jr., I think.
Really?
Okay. Just because, like he's a great actor, but, like, all we know of him for the last decade is Iron Man.
Yeah.
And then you see him in that movie and he's like, oh, that's right. Before Iron Man, like, he was this great actor, this great, great character point. Actor.
Yeah, yeah. Great point. Okay. I'm going to go Robert De Niro. Just play the. Yeah. Well, although I haven't seen Poor Things, but for now I'll say De Niro.
Mark Ruffalo's funny in that, but I don't think he's going to win. Yeah.
Okay. Best Supporting Actress, America Ferrera, Danielle Brooks, Divine Joy Randolph, Emily Blunt, or Jodie Foster?
I think Divine Joy Randolph for Holdovers.
Okay.
She's really, really good in it. And
I'll have to say America Ferrera because I think Barbie's got to win something.
Good choice.
And then Adapted Screenplay. Not one of the more popular categories, but since I have a writing background, I'm going to ask. American Fiction, Zone of Interest, Barbie, Oppenheimer, Poor Things.
It's interesting that Barbie's in that category. Like, what is being adapted there? Like,
I know a doll, right? Yeah, exactly.
Like, I have daughters. Like, I didn't read the back of a Barbie box and think that would make a great movie.
You got to turn this into 120 pages.
Yeah, exactly. That's a toughie. That's a toughie. I'm going to say Barbie. What the heck? Because then Greta Gerwig wins, right? So
you know what? Great point. I'm going to say Barbie too. I'm going to ride your coattails on that one. Best Original Screenplay: The Holdovers, May, December. Haven't seen it. Past Lives. Haven't seen it. Anatomy of a Fall or Maestro.
Ooh, a lot of people like Past Lives.
Yeah,
and that's kind of the only one it really has a shot at, because it's not going to get Best Picture. I'm going to say Past Lives.
All right,
but that's a good category.
I'm going to go outside the box, and even though I don't think it was, I think this will be a tip of the hat to Leonard Bernstein. So I'm going to say Maestro, even though, you know, maybe it'll win something. I don't know. All right, cool. I'm going to hold on to these, and then we can circle back after the Oscars. I hope I don't have to wait that long to talk to you, but at least I have it on ice. My last question for you, Rob, are you going to watch Farmer Wants a Wife?
Is that a reality show?
Where does Fox come up with these names? Like, you're inundated with them too. If you watch sports, it's Farmer Wants a Wife. That's the new one.
What happened to like Joe Millionaire and Who Wants to Marry a Multimillionaire? You know, I feel like we've women have dropped their standards. Reality romance shows.
Yeah, all these farmers are probably actors anyway. I mean, come on.
That's true. They're all pretty hunky. Yeah. I might be giving a miss on that.
But, all right. Yeah. I'll keep you posted. I'll watch it. I'll take one for the team.
Nice.
All right. Well, hey, so much fun. Thanks so much, Rob. Great to talk to you and catch up. Let's do it again soon.
Absolutely, Pete. Thanks a lot.
Okay, buddy. Have a good night. That's Rob Thomas from the Capital Times entertainment reporter. Always fun. We got another text here from the 920. Oh, Conrad's dead.
Yep.
The Shining, another one for The Shining. Jack Nicholson at his finest in the prime of his acting career. That, my favorite, you could talk to your dad about this, Conrad, my favorite scene in The Shining is when Jack Nicholson's in the bathroom and the bathroom attendant is so creepy and they're having this weird conversation. And in the background is the song Midnight with the Stars in You, which is a great song. But yeah, very creepy in a winter movie. I went Feel Good, Conrad. I went Groundhog Day.
Yeah, I was thinking Feel Good too. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Oh, that's a great one too.
That is so good.
And then we got movies like Alive, The Shining, all these. Well, Tommy Boy was a good one. That's a good. Your Aunt Carla liked that one. So, all right. So we got some NBA news very quickly. Breaking. Lay it on us, buddy.
Oh yeah, Luka on the Mavs, point guard for them, dropped 73 points. Tonight, 73.
Not a bad outing.
Ties for the fourth most points in a game ever.
That's awesome. 73 points more than I've ever scored in a game. Hey, and when we come back, we're going to talk about axe throwing. You can't miss this. It's a great way to finish the show. Axe throwing is next on Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. Last night, dressed up like Elvis.
Locally grown radio, WFHR. My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Welcome back. Like the Nightlight on this lovely Friday evening here in the state of Wisconsin, broadcasting live from the City Deck Studios here in Green Bay from WGBW. Great to have you with me on this Friday night, helping me Nightlight. Getting my Nightlight on, as the kids say, whatever we, however we want to say that. Is that what the kids say, Conrad? Getting my Nightlight on?
I think I'm still a kid, and I don't say that.
Okay, you don't say If you could have some suggestions for me by the end of the show, what the kids are saying, that would help me. Maybe our next guest can help me. His name is Matthew Gray, and he is the general manager of Flannel Jacks in Madison, and he joins us now on Nightlight. Matthew, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, it's our pleasure. Great to, thanks for taking the time out. I imagine Friday nights where you work are quite busy. Tell us, first of all, before we get into that, tell us a little bit about what you do there at Flannel Jacks. I've been teasing it the whole show with axe throwing, and it's not really a tease. That is kind of what you do.
Well, it's pretty much to a T what we do. We take, axes and just throw them at targets. Our goal is to bring out your inner lumberjack, you know, while you're here with us, and, you know, make sure you're having a great time.
Yeah, totally. So when you say throw axes at targets, you mean in a sports sense, not an anger sense.
Well, I mean, everyone's a little different. Some sure. people like to throw it, maybe they want to bring in a picture and throw it a picture.
Well, that was my question.
But, yeah.
It sounds like a fun thing to do for groups or couples, but I was going to ask you if you've ever seen couples arguing and then realize, oh my God, they're holding axes. That's not good. I'll take that as a no. Okay. Tell us a little bit about, like, if people go to a Flannel Jacks, what is the experience like from when they walk in the door to while they're there?
So pretty much we're traditional as far as axe throwing goes. We don't have any of the fancy high-tech gizmos and gadgets. Pretty much we're just looking for a fun, social, obviously extreme time while you're here. Each facility is slightly different, but the one in Madison, again, we go with more of a rock vibe. Our goal is to have you sicking bullseyes before you're leaving and maybe hopefully hitting a perfect game or getting a time up on the board. So that way, we can recognize you for 2024 and then maybe roll you over into 2025 as one of our top throwers.
Oh, that's interesting. So you told me the other day when I first talked to you that it was a little bit like darts. How does the scoring go? Like you're throwing an actual axe at a target, and I assume it's how close you get and that kind of stuff, but how do you do the scoring for that?
So for us, we're very beginner focused. So we're right now thinking about doing a little change on the board, but typically anything, you have a bullseye in the middle. We call them money shots. They're different, everywhere you go. But those are our big high scores. So depending on the games you're playing, the larger ones are typically you're going for four bullseyes and then you're throwing that fifth one at that money or kill shot, which is what they call it in the big leagues. True high score would be 50 points, but let's be honest, not a lot of people can do that.
Do you have a lot of repeat customers? Like people, are there leagues, that kind of thing, or repeat customers? How does that work?
We have some repeat customers. It's definitely you get in that adrenaline rush, you know, throwing an axe at a board.
Sure.
We haven't we've had like one attempt at a league before. Our goal is to get a few new ones, more beginner leagues. Sundays, more of a kind of like a drop-in kind of league. So you're not like fully committed, but if you want to come and enjoy the experience, we're going to be bringing those coming Sundays down the road here.
Nice. Okay. And how much does it cost? How much, and is it like a time thing?
Typical, like say you're just throwing for an hour, about $25, 2 hours, 40. There's group rates when you get into larger groups. The facility we have is set up for groups. Like you have a court instead of a lane. So again, you're already starting off with more people throwing at once than you would at most facilities out there.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. That's actually really reasonable, I would think. $25 for an hour. $25 for a chance at a serious injury. That sounds like a pretty good deal to me.
Oh yeah.
Are you pretty good at it? Have you done it?
Oh, I've picked it up. Yeah. You know, I don't have that many perfect games, only like four or so right now. But you know, it's some people are naturals and some people take just a little more time. So
yeah, totally.
I'm not a natural.
Okay. Do you know where this started? Like I was kind of fascinated because it's one thing to bowl or throw darts, but like, does this date back like to the 1800s to like Daniel Boone? When did axe throwing start and how did it start? If you know?
Yeah, I don't know the exacts there. This isn't like dodgeball where they're throwing severed heads, but, I'm sure it, you know, falls back into that category. But it's been a pretty big craze, you know, way before, the whole pandemic days, and I think it's picking up because you know they have the World Axe League, and you know you got some ranked people out there. I think there was a tournament where, I think even the number 12 was throwing somewhere in Wisconsin.
Wow, no kidding! All right, well that's now the other thing I have to ask is there alcohol involved?
We do. So shockingly, you know, you wouldn't think mixing axes and alcohol is the brightest idea, but it works out sometimes. Everybody's a little different. Maybe sometimes it takes the edge off and you're a little more, you know, focused in.
Yeah.
But again, they're with moderation, obviously. Of course.
Sure. Absolutely. I would think that like, it'd be like shooting pool, like where you just have enough alcohol to get in the zone, maybe with mm-hmm. axe throwing too. And then once you pass a certain threshold, it's all bets are off. But
For sure.
Yeah. All right, Matthew. So thanks so much for your time tonight. Where can people get tickets or learn more? Do you have a website or something?
So pretty much if you go, you know, you could just Google in Flannel Jax.
Okay.
That's JAX. And then our website, you can book them right there online or just walk in, you know.
Fantastic. And you're located where in Madison? Where about?
We're on the west side. Okay. So if anyone's familiar with the Westtown Mall, we're just off of hold on, bear with me.
That's okay. No, and the Google works too. They could find it. I'm sure you're probably one of the only few.
So we're on Watts Road, basically just off of Gammon.
Perfect. Well, I continued success, my friend, and be careful there. Thanks for joining us tonight on Nightlight.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
All right, you got it. That's Matthew Gray, the general manager of Flannel Jax in Madison. I'd like to thank all my guests tonight, Terry Barr, Rob Thomas. Thanks as always for your texts. And we will see you back here Monday. Rachel Manick is on the show next week, as well as If Walls Could Talk host Mike Siegel will be back again for another visit. I'm Pete Schwabba. This has been Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Good night, Wisconsin.
Grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news talk and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Is it Saturday night yet?
Hey folks, Jimmy K here. Join me, Rocker, and Terry Barr for Max Inc. Saturday Night. It's your weekly look at the Wisconsin music scene with a lot of fun, debut music, interviews with the artist, and live in the lair. It's Max Inc. on Saturday Night across the Civic Media Radio Network, Saturday night, 6 to 10 p.m., and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.